When writing her novel, Bunny, Mona Awad created a setting that mimics Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island, one of the schools from which she's earned one of her many degrees. But when I asked Awad about similarities with her main character, Samantha, I learned that that's where the parallels end.
Well, she's definitely a creation. She's not my alter ego or anything like that, because she's a little messed up. And I enjoyed that. She's got a very rich interior life, which I loved creating. And that's something that I can connect with her on for sure as a writer. And just as a person who loves to imagine, I've always been like that as a child, too. I've always had this kind of very overactive imagination. I always imagined the worst possible thing or the best possible thing. You know, the reality wasn't as interesting to me. I always like to kind of, enrich it with my own fears and desires, as we all do. But Samantha is kind of an extreme case of that. She lives in her head. I can connect to that. I can connect to kind of living in my head. Even though it can be a scary place, it's a wondrous place, too. It's a place where you can dream up anything. Anything can be possible in that place, and that's wonderful. But it can lead you down some dark roads as well, to kind of filter the world through that lens. And because she's not only imaginative, but also an outsider, that's where the book tips into horror. That's kind of how horror emerges, is through that lens that Samantha is seeing the world.
Hear more of my conversation with Mona Awad in the Marginalia podcast at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Beth Golay.